Repeated disunity in the government of national unity has South Africans on edge. Let us hear from Mwanda Khotso, the founder of the African Renewal Movement. Welcome, sir.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Sir, what difference has the government of national unity made to the lives of ordinary citizens?
The government of national unity was formed with much fanfare, and we were hoping that it would actually make the difference in the lives of ordinary citizens. But due to the premise with which it was founded is actually the reason why most of the things that we were hoping to see are not happening. There's too much talk and less action. And this talk is actually the bickering between the two main parties that form the GNU, as we've seen with the policies and everything. But the GNU, the people were hoping that it would create something, you know? And there was hope that the economy would rise. There was hope that the policy direction and certainty in the country would be established. But unfortunately, we are not seeing that, simply because the foundation of it was not from the grassroots, but something that politicians decided themselves, amongst themselves, without the consultation of everybody. The GNU, there's no single vote to the GNU from the citizens of South Africa. It's a concept that's designed by politicians to enrich themselves. Hence, we see with the bloated cabinet and everything else in between.
What do you think are the biggest weaknesses of the GNU as it is currently comprised?
Unity is the first thing. The fact that it's a government of national unity and unity is not part of that government is the reason for concern, no? Because they presented to us the government of national unity as political parties and players within that formation. Yet the unity part, they haven't worked out what unity really means for them. And, it's a sad situation because we are at limbo in terms of the policy direction. We are at limbo in terms of the economic direction and everything that we are trying to achieve, that we were hoping would be achieved as the country has been stalled because the two major players are fighting amongst each other. So what I want to say is that in as much as we are hopeful that maybe it can be better, but the things are not happening at a speed we would like them to. And that goes back to how it was formed.
What configuration of parties would be able to govern more effectively in the interest of the majority of people?
The configuration is this. In government, you have the governing unit and you have the opposition. Within the GNU setup, it's hard to define who is the opposition and who is the government. The minister, the president will say this, the minister on the other party is saying a different thing. And there isn't unity. You know? The best configuration is the winner must take all and the loser must sit on the opposition benches. Yeah, well, and the fact that South Africans in their majority, they never voted for a GNU. You know, they voted for government and their vote were not saying we request a government of national unity. That was not the case. They were saying we are tired of the old guard. We want new. And what I'm seeing now is that instead of the new being birthed, we are being stalled. We are being stalled, you know? the new is not coming and the old is resisting to die. That is the challenge. And South Africa, for South Africa to go forward, we need a clear definition of what is government and what is opposition. That is very critical for us going forward. And I believe that the current setup doesn't allow that.
How do you feel about the ongoing battle for the budget and the likelihood of a VAT increase?
You know, the thing is, the budget is clearly showing the reasons why the things are not happening. It's showing the divisions blared to everybody that we are unable to go forward with the current system of the GNU. And the budget as it is and the VAT increase, it only hurts the poor whom they want to help. And I believe that for the government to proceed from this VAT impasse, we need unity. And we aren't seeing that. We're seeing people fighting. I am of the view that in as much as we were hoping, you know, this arrangement is derailing us as the nation. And the only people who are benefiting is the few that are already have the means to sustain themselves. The budget, the VAT increase will impact the poor. And they want the VAT increase because they want to be able to pay the bloated cabinet, the bigger public service spending that they want to pay. And that has nothing to do with the poor. You know? And I am of the view that this GNU arrangement, the poor is the victim. You know? And it shows a government that has run out of ideas and concepts on how to take the country forward. That's what this impasse is all about. The government doesn't have ideas on how to take the country forward. And the GNU as it is, it shows that there was no prior consultation even before the elections in terms of how are we going to go with this, you know. So for me, and we are not the nation we are supposed to be because of the flaws that happened in the past. And the government of national unity and this budget shows that we are rehearsing the very same policies that have failed over the years.
Lastly, I want to ask you about the aims of the African Renewal Movement, a movement founded by yourself.
The African Renewal Movement's aim is not to please people. It is for the majority of the poor that they might benefit. The objective one is to look into the constitution. There are two offsprings of the constitution that have led to what South Africa is today. The most unequal society in the world, where the poor are the victims. The African Renewal Movement will look into, one, the do away with policies that seek to divide us as a nation and as people, and create policy that will be fostered by the way of educating the masses first about the policies and their impact. Because if you are to look at the Bela Act, the NHI, the Black Economic Empowerment, the Affirmative Action, all those policies, they have raised race-related, race-related objectives, you know. And what we need the nation that is united in our diversity, as what was Nelson Mandela was saying. We need a nation that is that has inclusive society, inclusive growth, and that will enable our society, our people to thrive. And we need to do away with all the current policies, the Black Economic Empowerment, the Affirmative Action, the BELA, the NHI, all the things that seeks to divide us, and look at more what needs to unite us. So the aim of the ARM is to unite people, and it's for inviting people to join hands with us in building a society that is much better.
Thank you. That was Mr. Mwanda Khotsu, the founder of the African Renewal Movement, speaking to BizNews, and I am Chris Stain. Thank you, sir.